Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With the cost of living rising, more and more people are turning to buy now, pay later options. Shoppers can purchase anything from a takeaway to a new couch and then delay payments or pay in installments. But what are the risks and why is it growing in popularity? Our reporter Josh Crosby has been examining the rise of this type of credit and he's with me now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It's basically a sort of credit card.
Well, it'd be a cousin of a credit card. It's a short-term loan spread out over an agreed period of time. It can be paid back over the course of a few weeks or as long as a few years. And look, it has been around for some time now, Pat, but why it's grabbing people's attention now is just how many different types of items, how many products can be picked up. As you said, a takeaway. So if you want to go out and get your burger and chips.
That is ridiculous.
Well, look, for some people, they prefer to pay this way. And look, to hear if it's something that is taking off in Ireland, because I suppose why we are seeing the rise is just that it's going hand in hand with the popularity of online shopping. But to hear how it's going, I met with some shoppers of all ages and you can hear there are clear differences among younger and older consumers.
I used to buy a chicken fillet roll. Like I just was really broke at the time, so I didn't have many issues with it.
If you don't have the cash straight away, at least you can get what you need to get and pay over in the summer.
And are you building up more though? Are you paying more on interest or?
No, it's like zero interest.
And have you used it for smaller items? Like some people are.
No, like sofas and stuff like that and TVs or whatever.
All the time. Like probably too much.
What are the types of products you'd purchase through a buy now, pay later?
Literally any sort of product in like a triple digit where I'm like, I don't know if I can afford it this week, but I want it now. I don't overdo it.
And what about smaller items now? Like we say a takeaway or something like that?
No, never. It's only ever like something that I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's going to be in stock in 2 weeks.
So you're happy that the service exists anyway?
Yeah. I live on Pay Later.
You use buy now, pay later options here?
Yeah, no, I would absolutely use it all the time. I'm really bad for using it. Say it's 500 and it's down to say 200 and something. I'm like, oh geez, I won't get it for that price again. I'll get it on the pay later and then that's it.
So you feel like you're saving, but then you're actually in debt at the same
time? I'm in debt at the same time, but it's always paid back.
No, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like that sort of payment. I wouldn't like to have to pay after in case I hadn't got it.
Did you ever use a credit card over the years?
No.
Have you? Used it a couple of times, yeah.
And the likes of what now? What type of products would you?
I think I bought a pair of shoes with it before. If you do like 30 now and then like another chunk in a couple of months, it seems like it's less.
Have you ever used it?
I wouldn't use it.
You wouldn't use it?
No.
So your friends, you're the same age group, but you'd have a different view on it.
I'd never use it. No, I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't like leaving things in the long run. I like to just pay it when it comes now. I'd rather pay for it now and not have it hanging over me.
I have a credit card. When I used to go on holidays years ago, I used to put money into it.
That's but you think you should only purchase what you can afford?
I think so. Why pay in the never-never? You know, because you owe the money at the end of the day. I only spend what I have.
I like cash. Cash is king, I think. It should be your best bet.
I've never used it, but it's something that I probably will look to in the future. It seems pretty handy, but I haven't looked into the fees and all that, so I'm not really sure how it all works. Seems a bit too good to be true.
And what about a credit card? Do you use a credit card?
Nah. Trying to avoid that for as long as possible, but I'm sure there will come a time where I need it. I use a company card a lot, though.
Some shoppers on the streets of Dublin sharing their thoughts on buy now, pay later options. Now, Josh, I presume all of this has to be regulated. So how many players are there offering this kind of finance?
Yes. So look, it's growing and growing all the time. When this online version of BNPL, which is known by the acronym, when it started, there were just a few newcomers or what could be described, I suppose, as disruptors to financial services offering this model. Some of the most common or well-known names now would be Klarna, and this can be used across multiple different platforms, different shops. So the likes of JD Sports for your tracksuits, Nike for your runners. But what surprises a lot of people are low cost items. So Klarna has a partnership with Deliveroo. You can go on, order your favourite takeaway and delay paying it. And some people are amazed and as you said yourself at the start, kind of quite shocked that people would opt for this for their curry or whatever you're having yourself. I've been in touch with Deliveroo looking for some stats and trends that's seen here in Ireland, but there were no details forthcoming, unfortunately. Consumers can also shop this way using the likes of PayPal and Afterpay. There are many more operators now, but on the regulations, Pat, in 2022 new regulations came in to make sure that BNPL providers are authorised by the Central Bank of Ireland and are subject to the Consumer Protection Code. This means they are meant to check that you can afford BNPL credit and if it's suitable to you. And the law also caps the interest rate BNPL providers can charge consumers at 23% APR. However, unless they are regarded as money lenders, and many of them can be, the official name would be high cost credit providers. However, those who have concerns about this say some of the advertising that some operators offer can be a bit vague and are not as explicit as they would like. I met with Grainne Griffin from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, who says it's crucial people read the fine print when using these services.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You see a huge range of different models when it comes to the actual fees and charges. And I think one of the things that's very different actually from credit cards is that it's not all that straightforward. Like if you wanted to get a credit card, for example, you could go on to ccpc.ie and you'll see a list of credit cards and you'll see the interest rate that applies. If you try to compare buy now, pay later providers, it's really complicated. And you often see things like interest free splashed very heavily on marketing materials, but there might be a fee that applies every single time. You know, for example, 1.65% is one I saw there earlier today, and that's applied on every single payment. You see late payment fees, you see all of these different things that are really hard to understand at first. So a lot of the time, consumers might have the impression that this product isn't going to cost them anything. It's simply separating out the payments. But when you actually look at the experience of consumers, it can end up being very chaotic and very, very expensive.
So are there concerns there among consumers about the small print or the T's and C's that might not be as publicised as you said, the big slogans?
Yeah, I think for consumers, this can be potentially a very dangerous product. What we do know is that when you buy on credit, when you take out a loan product of any kind to buy something, and buy now, pay later is no different, you spend more money than you would if you were opening up your wallet and handing over cash.
Now, this space is regulated. New regulations came in 2022. But when it comes to checks and balances on the ability of consumers to pay, should these checks and balances be strengthened?
Yeah, so there is change coming in this area. And we've seen the Central Bank's Consumer Protection Code come in, which is strengthening the obligations on credit providers generally. But I suppose what you see in this space is that you have a lot of smaller payments sometimes that really add up. So you may have people using lots of different buy now, pay later providers. And certainly we would like to see as much as possible put in place, and certainly improvements, so that people get appropriate credit offered to them. So that if somebody isn't a suitable candidate for buy now, pay later, that product isn't available to them, you know, just at a click of a button.
And that's Grainne Griffin from the CCPC. Now, we heard from shoppers around Dublin earlier on. We got their views. But I was wondering, Josh, did you meet anyone who's found themselves getting a bit too wrapped up in this way of getting credit?
I have, Pat. So look, as you can imagine, those who will opt for buy now, pay later are generally already financially struggling in some way. And what you find is that they could be using multiple platforms for various items. So yes, look, the one purchase might be small, but when you build them up, the bills can start stacking up thick and fast. I met with two people of different age groups who've had this happen to them. First, we'll hear from a young college student who still uses it, but is a bit iffy about it all.
Often, especially on Christmas, getting people's presents, I'd use it a good bit more. I'd probably use it more than I should.
And do you find that you can build up a bit of debt then?
Like sometimes I'll buy stuff and you're just paying like €30 here or there, then you go into the app and get like a heart attack because you realise how much you spent on it. I should probably stop using it, definitely.
What are the types of items you'd buy on it?
Random clothes, especially. I buy a lot of clothes for college and stuff. Sometimes I get clothes and then I have them for a week or two and I'm paying for them later and I'm like, oh, that wasn't worth it. I don't know, it's probably better if it wasn't there, but I do like having it. Like, it's definitely good around Christmas and stuff, but I don't think I need to use it the way I do. Like, I think at the moment I owe like €200 on it. Not the worst, but for a college student, it's not great either.
And have you ever been charged the late fees or interest on it?
I have once or twice because I got a new card, and then I forgot to put the details in, and I didn't realise, and I got late fees from it. But it wasn't too bad, like, it was manageable.
Then just end up in debt. Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that.
Did you ever try it yourself? Or?
I have done that, and you just end up not paying for it, and then you don't get it. So, yeah, I just wouldn't do it anymore, no. It was a bit of a nightmare.
Well, you built up the bills, you got into debt?
Yeah, yeah. So I stopped doing it then.
How much?
About 400 euro, yeah.
And what were we buying there?
Just all sorts. Just because they said it was free, and then you pay down the line. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. And then you go, oh, no, I'm not paying for that.
And next thing you probably have letters coming in the door.
Letters coming in the door, saying you need this paid and all. Yeah, yeah. So just deal with it, don't they? All it is a trap. Just to get your card out there for your money, you know.
Two people who have had mounting debt from using the Buy Now, Pay Later services. Now, there is help available for people who go into debt. Have you been talking to any of those services about this problem?
Yes, well, the number one thing I found from both the CCPC and MABS, who we'll hear from now shortly, is they want to see clarity. So there is a perception out there among some consumers that this could possibly be a way of saving money. Like, if you buy a product now for a certain price, you're better off. And we can hear that impression from some of the shoppers we heard at the start. But buying something on credit is obviously leading to a bill coming down the line. And people monitoring this surging trend are appealing to people to look, do their research, be aware of what they're signing up to. Because there are very sophisticated marketing tactics used to try and lure people in to click, click, click and impulse buy. But then, on the other hand, look, it has to be said there are consumers who find it useful to be able to spread out the cost of a bill.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea that you've already well digested your curry, it's long gone and the bill has to be paid 6 weeks later. That's crazy. Yeah.
Paying off a pizza next month. But now, when I did reach out to the variety of operators who offer this service first to see if an interview could be arranged or if they could provide me with some figures for the activity here in Ireland, I didn't receive anything. Look, I took a visit out to MABS as well, the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, that their office in Wicklow, where I met with Michelle O'Hara, who's the South Leinster manager at MABS. And Michelle says that currently there's no rule that a credit check has to take place on a consumer unless an individual piece of credit is 500 euro or more. But Michelle anticipates that under the new Consumer Credit Directive 2, which will be coming into effect in around a year, this threshold of 500 could be reduced to 200, and then that this could then help those financially struggling from being tempted to use this type of credit.
Many of these operators are high-cost credit providers, which means that they can charge over 23% APR in the event that you miss a payment or you're late in paying something or you're unable to pay something back. Therefore, it's really, really important that before you choose the option of buy now, pay later, you do a little bit of research into the company who is going to provide you this credit line, because they're all different. The challenge, I think, with buy now, pay later is, generally speaking, and from the clients that come into MABS, we'll find that they're buying low value goods, if I can put it to you that way, on buy now, pay later, but they're buying a number of them. So the management piece is where people get caught out, where you literally forget that, oh my goodness, I owe 40 euros on that jacket next month or tomorrow or something like that.
As this is an option that's growing in popularity, I can only assume you are seeing more and more clients when it comes to this buy now, pay later area.
Certainly, we're seeing a rise in it. But interestingly, it's not something that people are seeing as a problem straight away. And how I'll explain that to you is this. They are using it, and there's certainly an increase in the use of buy now, pay later. There's no doubt about that. But if people are managing to pay back for their good or their product over the couple of months, they're not seeing it as a credit issue. Whereas with MABS, what we like to do is, with all of our clients, we take a very holistic approach. And we look at your overall spending and your overall reliance on credit. And it's really important that clients and the general public are aware that this is a line of credit.
That's the South Leinster manager with MABS, Michelle O'Hara, ending that report on Buy Now, Pay Later from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.